At least around here, I mean.
Prairie land. No, not so much around here. I think of more of that out west, I guess.
Out west, yeah.
Yeah.
How about, you know, I think they have up toward Conway, land that's got water on it all the time. It's got water standing on it all the time. Never. I'm not explaining it very well.
Are you talking about a lake?
No. It doesn't even have that much. It's got
marsh?
Yeah. Would you call it a marsh?
Yeah.
And how about a swamp?
Oh, yeah. Okay, swamp.
Maybe you don't call that up there a swamp. I don't know.
No.
That's probably not really that. A swamp's probably more in down south. Have you ever heard of a soil called loam soil?
Yeah, I've heard of that. I don't know exactly what it
How
is.
How would you say it?
Loam.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, have you ever heard of any soil called gumbo?
No. Gumbo, uh-uh.
How about crawfishy land?
No.
Okay. If they were trying to get the water off of a marsh or a swamp, what you have to do to it?
Drain it.
Yeah. And then when they drain it, they'd have to dig something. You'd call that a...
A ditch?
Yeah. Now, kind of a washed out place that a stream might cut, kind of a deep
gully.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that would be, all right, now if there was a dirt road and it had a washed out place in it, what would you call that? Would you call that a gully? Would a gully have to be deep, or would a gully be different sizes?
A gully to me is usually deep.
It's deep.
Yeah.
Okay, what if it were something that was not very deep, just a shallow washed out place?
I don't know.
Probably not.
You're talking about a trench more or less?
You might call it a trench.
Yeah.
Would a ditch have to be man-made to you?
Yeah, usually I think of a ditch being man-made.
Now, talking about streams of water running water, mm-hmm. and in terms of size, now the smallest, if you were trying to go from the smallest to the largest,
okay.
The smallest would be?
Well, I might think of a brook.
Okay.
And a creek.
Mm-hmm.
And a stream.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose a river.
Okay. Can you name some, like, rivers or streams or stuff right around, I mean, in the Little Rock area, you know?
Okay, well, the Arkansas River, of course. Let's see, now you're talking about around Little Rock?
Yeah.
Okay, there's Fush Creek and Rock Creek, and I really can't think of any streams that I really know of anything.
Okay. What would you call just a real small elevation in land?
A hill.
Anything smaller?
An incline to me is smaller.
On a door thing that you turn to go in the door, you call that a
doorknob.
Now, have you ever heard of a piece of land called a knob?
Yeah, I have. It kind of sits up like that.
Now, the thing that higher than a hill, the really high
mountain.
On the side of a mountain where there's a rocky, sharp drop off, you'd call that a...
A cliff.
Okay, if you had more than one of them, you'd say there were several...
Cliffs.
A place, kind of a low place. Kind of a low place where the road goes through. It's really sort of a place where two mountains kind of come together, and then there's a low place between them.